Rick Moranis has enjoyed a very successful career as an actor, comedian, and writer. He's appeared in such films as Ghostbusters, Little Shop of Horrors, and Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. He was also a cast member of the critically acclaimed sketch comedy television series SCTV during the late 1970s and early 80s. But over the past few years, Moranis has been trying his hand at something a little bit different, writing and performing country music songs. These songs demonstrate his witty way with words and have been featured on an album called The Agoraphobic Cowboy. To the best of our knowledge, producer Doug Gordon prepared this feature on his fellow Canadian, Rick Moranis.
I work all day to pay the rent before the money's earned. Well, it's all been allocated. I got nothing on my plate, but I wish that I were fat. 9 more gallons and I'll have me a hat. Working nights, I'm always tired. I hope my boss doesn't get me laid off. It's hard to pull an empty load, even if you're stuck. 17 more wheels and I'll have me a truck. 2 more times a lady, 3 more 100 blows, 4 more easy pieces, 5 more days on the road, 7 more days a week now, 8 more lives a cat, 9 more gallons, and I'll have me a hat.
I've always loved the narrative in country music, and I've always loved the humor in country music. Growing up in Canada, and Gordon Lightfoot being the premier recording artist and songwriter of the country, they never told us that that was country music, and yet every Gordon Lightfoot song could be called that. So the definitions are very vague. Even the word country itself these days encompasses such a broad description of the kinds of music that fall under it, from bluegrass to rockabilly to honky-tonk and on and on and on and on and on. But going way back, I love the early humorous crossover songs that made it into the pop charts in the 60s, the Roger Millers and the Statler Brothers, and loved Ray Stevens stuff. I just thought there are a few places where you can do humor in music successfully, one being Broadway and off-Broadway kinds of show tunes. There's some hilarious, wonderful music there, obviously. There's some great, great, hilarious jazz songs that make their way around, though it's very hard to hear them because there are so few places that play jazz. And then there's country, and country seems to be a place where there is a lot of wonderful, humorous storytelling. And when I started writing these, it wasn't in order to write country. It just kind of came out that way because of the music that was playing in the house and where my head was at that point.
Yeah. I never go nowhere, man. I never go nowhere. Traffic's bad out there, man. I'm saving wear and tear. I like conditioned air, man. I never go nowhere. I go upstairs, downstairs, backyard, lawn chairs, living room, bathroom, bedroom, furnace room, hot tub, cedar deck, build a fire, washer, dryer, pantry, patio, barter, aroma, video, cold cellar, rec room, ping pong, mahjong, beer count, where, then speed dial, order in.
This song's called I Ain't Going Nowhere. It's Moranis' response to the classic country song, I've Been Everywhere. Moranis says the inspiration for this song came during a conversation with his friend Paul Perla.
I think one day we were just talking about something and the idea for riffing off of that came out. And what felt right was it was sort of a post 9/11 kind of sentiment of where many New Yorkers and many people, and me especially, had gotten to about kind of staying home a little bit more and being less willing to venture out. Of course, that's changed for most people. I don't know. I love being at home and love being around my kids. And it just started with that and grew into something much bigger than that.
CIA, FBI, and
This is a song called SOS. Its lyrics are nothing but acronyms. Moranis talks about the genesis of the song and how producer Tony Scher helped shape it.
It was just one of those things that popped into my head, and I don't know if it was anything specific. I might have been watching MSNBC and seen the NTSB investigate some FAA thing with TWA. I mean, we're just surrounded by acronyms. Or I might have been reading the paper and seen an article that had one too many acronym mentions of different short forms for companies in the body of its story. And I just thought, I'm going to try and try and build a song like this. And I tried to make little stories in the verses. I played it for Tony, and he just thought, okay, you know, all right, college cut. In the meantime, you know, people are really responding to it, so I must have touched some sort of nerve with that.
And the EQ on your voice also kind of adds to the haunting quality.
We tried a vocal with a regular mic, and then he pulled out this old little microphone that he had, and he said, try it on this. And it actually wasn't EQ'd. It was just the fact that it was... I don't know the name of the microphone or the model number, but it's this little kind of old radio mic or something that he had locked away in a cabinet. And it just gave us a different sound, so we decided to keep it.
And it's got a really neat banjo sound on it, too.
Yeah, that's all his doing. I had actually heard it a little higher tempo and a little more hard driving, and he came up with that tempo and that sort of really haunting kind of counterpoint rhythm. I thought he did a beautiful job on that.
This is hard for me to do, but I can't seem to stop myself. I know you said that we were through, and here I am, I'm calling you. Please try to understand. I see myself as your loving man. Whatever you think it is I lack, let's talk about it, call me back. Press 1 if you want me, press 2 if you don't, press 3 if you'll forgive me, press 4 if you won't, press 5 if you doubt me, press 6 if you trust, press pound if you love me, or hang up if you must.
I was curious about why so many of Moranis' lyrics focus on technology.
Or as Ali G calls it, techmology. You know, I just think it's the currency of how we live. The day starts with technology and ends with technology. We're just surrounded by it, at least urbanites are. Hard to get away from cell phones and computers and televisions and all of that on the most obvious level. I'm just constantly aware of what kind of effect that might be having, how profound an effect it might be having. I remember years ago, a lawyer that I became really friendly with in Los Angeles, he was telling me that when he first started out working out there, it would take 3 days between when he would have a phone call with a business affairs person at a studio, and they would say, well, okay, I'll get the documents over to you, and then we can talk about them. And the idea was, once all the technology changed, that there were faxes and FedExes and then ultimately the internet, that you may remember this, they talked about how much more leisure time we would all have in the face of technology. And he commented that the opposite happened. Instead of there being more leisure time, there's more work. Now, how can that possibly be? Everything is moving much, much faster, and yet the work has multiplied. And it's really simple. Just turn on the TV. There aren't 3 networks. There's 500 channels. And this is true with everything. I didn't wear the shirts and the hat and the boots and all that stuff for any sort of cover photo because I really didn't want to make some sort of comment like that. I did think, however, of putting on a holster and having a beeper and a cell phone and all of those things in it, because that's how we all walk around. I mean, my kids have cell phones and iPods and all this kind of stuff. Everyone's plugged in and wired. You can't escape it.
Does Rick Moranis have a favorite song on the Agoraphobic Cowboy?
Well, they're all my children. It's so hard to choose. I guess I do. You know, I wanted to see if I could write a song called Bonus Track, just because I just had this kind of little weird sick idea that it would be fun to put the words bonus track as the last cut, but not have it be a bonus track, actually be a song called Bonus Track, just to see what would happen. I had had a melody kicking around in my head, sort of a ballad melody. I mentioned Gordon Lightfoot. It actually sounded in my head a lot like something that I would have used if I were doing an impression of Lightfoot. And I had a lyric, but it wasn't really working. And then I thought, well, maybe I'll use that ballad for Bonus Track. And I wound up writing, I had a couple of ideas for what to write to attempt to write a song called Bonus Track, but I wound up writing sort of an homage to train songs and speeded up the tempo and changed a couple of things. And I played it for Tony, and he wanted to do it. So we did it. And it's a pretty straight-ahead song. It's not a comical song. I mean, the idea behind it, I guess, has a little kind of a hook to it, just trying to write a song called Bonus Track. But the song's a pretty straight-ahead song. And it's a favorite just because I think it's one of the better pieces of music on the album.
Well, I'm moving along, singing my song about coal, smoke, and valve oil and steam. Daybreak Express and the Rock Island Line, Tennessee Central, the old number 9, full throttle boxcar, a steel driving man, midnight and I'm doing what I can. But these trains always take me away from you, and right away I wanna get back. So I'm leaving here tonight, I'm the next one that comes, I'm riding on the bonus track.
That's actor, comedian, writer, and country music singer Rick Moranis with a song called Bonus Track from his album The Agoraphobic Cowboy. Moranis spoke with, to the best of our knowledge, producer Doug Gordon.